None but the hungry heart. 4:13. Dual reckoning. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Colossians 2:9. Reckoning on the work of the cross is the only relief from the carnal burden of self. Then comes the spiritual burden of Christ, to be more like him. Reckoning is the answer thereto. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through or in Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 6:11. If we seek to escape the death, we will not experience the life. We are not to try to crucify self, but we are to agree or reckon with what God has said and done. In the lives of most believers, self has usurped the place belonging to the Lord Jesus Christ. It is a criminal worthy of death, but the trouble is that they do not realize that this self-life has been crucified on the cross. They do not believe the facts of the word, and sin therefore reigns in their lives. They live in bondage to sin, praying for deliverance, praying that they may die to sin, but refusing to believe what God says he has already done. The constant tendency is to try to improve the manner of one's life here below by adopting Christian principles, whereas you will never arrive at it unless you start from crucified with Christ. Then it is not thinking of what I am, but of what he is. Christ liveth in me. And ye are complete in him, who is the head of all principality and power. Colossians 2:10.